Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finishing up the next 4 minutes with Professor Dr. Stephen Jones, physicist award-winning, worked on so many different areas of science and physics. Peer-reviewed journal by a prestigious journal. I remember when I looked it up and did some searches on that journal. I'd heard of that journal before. That's a top-tier scientific journal that accepted it. You were finishing up, though, talking about other journals and other peer-reviewed processes that are going on with other papers right now. But can you spend a minute or so here? I mean, what it means to have a prestigious journal accepting your paper?
Yeah, it means there's what we call an imprimatur of accessibility then, because it's gone through peers, PhDs, generally professors, in this case civil engineering journal, because the topic had to do with the destruction of tall buildings, and received their approval finally, all three reviewers.
And you've got five different disciplines here. One of them that worked at underwriting laboratories where they did their own internal test and found seven couldn't have fallen. And then meanwhile, you've got the peanut gallery just giggling and snickering. You know, it's not funny, is it?
No, it's certainly not. And, the facts will come out. I want to mention another paper. Actually, there's three papers right now that we're working
on. Yeah, run through them,
Alex. Okay, these three have to do with these red-gray chips that you may remember. I found those in the World Trade Center dust. And these were mysterious at first, but now with further studies, and I have a material sciences PhD who is very interested working on it, using state-of-the-art methods, transmission electron microscopy and differential scanning calorimetry. And what we're finding, I don't want to, spill the beans too much. Because
spill
we're
something!
I'll spill it a little. It's not paint, okay? These red chips, that's what the debunkers say. Oh, it's paint. Well, it's not. I mean, we've done umpteen tests now. It's not paint, and what it has is the components of thermite. It's got aluminum, iron, oxygen, and sulfur often in these red chips. A small amount of sulfur, silicon, just not. And then when we ignite these, they behave like. This is something people out of Google on get ready for this. Google on nano thermite. And you'll find that there are a few reports out there, mostly from Livermore and Los Alamos National Laboratories, but also some universities that have studied this scary, high-tech form of thermite. It's explosive, Alex. This is one of the debunkers. Say, well, thermite is only incendiary. It doesn't explode.
So it turns out they have secret government development of highly explosive thermite, and you just so find its derivative. And I remember with the thermite signature, you compare it to the composite stuff you found at the World Trade Center at dust, and it's the exact same signature. I mean, this is like Sherlock Holmes. I mean, this is it.
That's right. We just keep finding more and more, and those papers will come out. I feel like I can talk about this some because I did discuss it at the University at the University. This is SDSU, State University, right.
This is too incredible. So, I mean, briefly, tell us. Oh, Matt, I've got another guest coming on. I don't want to hold.
No. You don't have to. But let me just say, the papers are in the work. One of them is almost through the peer review system. We're excited about this, and we're going to get it out there, Alex.
And are you saying, to be correct here, that we found that this is a government-developed program?
I don't know who invented it, but the government has certainly worked on it. It's a very high-tech one. That's safe to say.
Well, high-tech thermite. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Professor Jones, physicist Stephen Jones, had to be careful with us what he said, and we were out of time, but he did say he could say this. It's softgel chemistry, massive government programs with and secretive programs with thermite, basically nanoparticleized and formed like C4 plastic explosive. Special forces, the military. Unbelievable. And Kevin Ryan, James Garley, and others. It's been approved already by two of the peer reviews, major journal. It should be out in the next month, but they can't get too much into the details of it till it comes out. That's how these journals work. So, unbelievable, dealing with the World Trade Center collapse. This is unbelievable. And then they went and found all these government projects with it. He told me some other stuff I can't even say on air yet. Just, he said he'll break it here first in full once it develops. Okay, let me shift gears completely now and just play a minute or two of this BBC piece where we heard Dr. Mayor Hillman, who is credited with being the granddaddy of coming up with the carbon tax or carbon card footprint idea. Back in 1990, it's now really catching on. Well, let's listen to the first minute or so of this, then we'll go to the doctor.
Would you live in a greener lifestyle if you could make money from it.
That may be possible if a government proposal for personal carbon emissions allowances is implemented. Under the scheme, everyone in the UK would be allocated an annual carbon allowance.
Stored electronically, rather like a supermarket loyalty card, points would be deducted every time we buy or use non-renewable energy. For example, using electricity to power appliances in the home.
Or travelling somewhere by plane.
Or even buying petrol for your car on the forecourt.
Now, any points left over could then be sold back to a central bank. Are you still with us? And people who need more, like motorists who had used their allocations, could then pay for a top-up.
On top of paying for the petrol or the electricity,
yes,
etc. Well, here to discuss the proposals are Dr. Mary Hillman from the Policy Studies Institute and James Woodhausen, who's a professor of forecasting innovation at De Montfort University. Good morning to you both. It's well, it's a very intriguing idea, but will it work? Mayor, let's start with you.
Well, I first proposed the idea in 1990, and I'm delighted that the government is now seriously addressing this as an option. I believe it to be the only option for the future of mankind. The planet, as you know, is deteriorating in terms
Okay, let's go ahead and go to him. There he is, Dr. Mayor Hillman. You can read his bio just by typing his name into Google. We have links to his Policy Studies Institute. He's a senior fellow emeritus there. And he's credited with having the idea for this system. Of course, they're phrasing it there like you get money from this. No, it's a tax when you go over your credits. But if you have them under, I guess you can sell them back. I guess if you live in a loincloth on the back 40. We really appreciate you coming on, Doctor.
Not at all. I'm glad to do so, although I need to correct one of the descriptions you gave just now, which implies that the proposition is a tax. It is not a tax. It is an allowance. It's a ration that everybody is given, as we had during World War II with food. When there is a limited availability of food, there's no option but to share it out on an equal basis. It wasn't the ration of food during World War II was not a taxed item. It was an allocated one by government on the principle of fair shares.
I have Al Gore, and if you want, I can actually cue it up. I didn't think to do this, but I can cue it up for my film Endgame, testifying before Congress. And he says that the carbon credit system is a tax. He says the cap and trade is a tax. The Club of Rome, the IMF, the World Bank in the 60s, you say you came up with this idea. Maybe the I want to find out specifically what idea you did, because they were saying similar things then, 40, 50 years ago. I mean, how are you saying if I go above my carbon allowance, it's quite low, I have to pay? So you're saying that's not a tax.
But the proposition is you don't pay to government, you pay to people who are living within the ration, the people who are adjusting
their
lifestyle.
Yeah, but you have central banks that, as you say in the newscast, that then trade those credits, and you just have the private banks.
Yes, but the money, as I say, is not a government tax that then goes to government. It goes to people who are leading energy-thrifty lifestyles. The fact is that the world faces the gravest situation that mankind faces, the gravest situation that it is possible to conceive
well,
of.
Well, we're lucky the social engineers are there to save us. I mean, I'm going to let you talk, and I want to hear what you have to say, Doctor. I didn't just get you here to talk at you, but let's go back to what you're originally saying. Last week, I had the head of the new greenhouse carbon emission tax in San Francisco, which I bet you love, right?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay, well, I had him on, and what they do is they charge every business that puts out any type of carbon emission. And now the San Francisco Chronicle, the local TV stations, they all called it a new greenhouse tax, and he kept saying, all he said for 20 minutes was, it's not a tax, it's not a tax. What is something where I've got to pay money? And yes, it is paid into these carbon credit groups, and if somebody can live at an impossible level, yes, they'll get a little government payoff to incentivize it. But you're saying that is not a tax.
It's not a government not a government payoff, as I say.
Okay.
The proposition is that people who lead energy profligate lifestyles need to be weaned away from those if we're to save the planet. We all have a phenomenal responsibility towards the future for the sakes of our children, our grandchildren, and generations beyond them. We can't go on pretending that responsibility can be treated on the basis of, in effect, ignoring it. The situation could not be more grave.
Okay, well, let's address that now.
You are aware, no doubt, of the fact that the Arctic ice is now melting. If I told you 20 years ago that by the year 2008 you would be able in the summer to sail to the North Pole, you would have told me that I was off my trolley.
I think it's absolutely happening. Well, number one, Mars ice caps are receding at about a mile a year.
I'm not concerned about the
and when I had Rothschild on, let me stop you on Mars. Listen, please don't filibuster me, sir, because, well, it's sun activity that's caused the entire solar system to heat up, and all the ice cores show we've had up to 14 times higher carbon dioxide, which I'm sure you know that oxygen, carbon dioxide, solar radiation, and water are the main building blocks that higher temperatures, higher carbon dioxide mean more life. A higher life load that the planet can carry. We have more polar bears than we had just 50 years ago, from 35,000 to 44,000. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, I could likewise put the same question to you. What are you talking about? The fact is that the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere now is higher than it has been for 600,000 years. You can't just bury your head in the sand and pretend that because you can cite one
about?
Or two instances.
What are you
where
talking about? I have
so
all
severe.
The university studies from the ice cores. During the Hibernian Maximum, 8,000 years ago, it was much higher than it is now. And then it was hotter, too.
It was not so. The ice cores that have been taken from the ice shelves in the Antarctic reveal that it has not been hotter. And maybe there's some people who found some instances which deny that. But this is equivalent.
Let me bring this up to you. Let me ask you this. Do plants not breathe carbon dioxide?
Yes, of course they do.
Well, no, some people are... Okay, I can go up to a crowd of people, give them the scientific name, and I've done this, and so is the news, of water, and they will all agree it should be banned. And
water should be banned?
Because they hear the scientific name, and they're scared. Yes, sir.
Water?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sorry. Listen, if you want to talk science, then how do you respond to the proposition, and this is fact, that the concentrations of CO2, of that is carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere is now the latest evidence, 387 parts per million. Up to the Industrial Revolution, it was never higher than 250 parts. The planet is...
Are you claiming that it hasn't been 14 times higher from samples they've taken?
14 times higher.
14 times higher than it is now.
Well, this is just evidence that is totally fallacious.
Why are 33,000 scientists saying that, and why have hundreds of the scientists saying that they did not sign on to the fake UN report?
And how do you explain the fact that the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change,
they just invited scientists and then put their names on that report. It's all over the news that hundreds are saying they didn't even agree to that, and now 33,000 scientists, many times more than that fake report, are saying it's all a fraud. What are you going to do?
You say it's fake because you disagree with those findings and because you don't
want to face the unpalatable truth. The UN want a global tax. Are you saying they're not saying carbon taxes are going to be their global tax?
No, I'm definitely not saying it is a tax.
That's it. I'm going to get out of
I'm not saying it's a tax. I'm saying it should be fairly shared out. The planet's has a finite capacity to absorb greenhouse gas.
Let me ask you a question.
Emissions.
Are you a socialist? I mean, do you believe in socialism? Let me just guess. What's your political view, sir?
Politics doesn't come to it.
Oh, I bet it doesn't.
Harsh scientific evidence. You may surprise you. I don't belong to any political party.
33,000 scientists say you're wrong, doctor.
You keep on interrupting me.
Okay, I'll shut up. Go ahead.
I have never belonged to any political party. I do not aspire to any political role.
Do you believe in collectivism?
I'm simply an objective social scientist.
Do you believe in collectivism?
Collectivism? I don't know what you mean by that. I certainly believe in fair shares.
Ah.
And if I go back, as I can do, because I'm old enough to do so, to the imposition of food rationing in Britain in 1939...
Wonderful! Rationing! Yay!
But absolutely, yay. I mean, if you've got a number of children and you've only got a limited amount of food, you give some of them more food than others, or do you share it out so that they can all survive?
And, of course, the state will direct all this. Stay there, sir, please. I want to hear about the rationing and how great it is. We can't grow. We can't expand. We have to ration, which is what the Club of Rome says, a global feudal plantation controlled by the elite. Sir, please stay with us. We'll get out your website.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Put a price on the carbon. A tax is the best way. Cap and trade can also do it.
If there were a carbon-based tax, would there be a need for an economy-wide cap and trade system?
They are not either or. We can do both. I am in favor of both.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in fools and prison.
This guy's a big dog. He's the man who first pioneered cycle lanes you see everywhere. Carbon allowances. You can read about him in the Fabian interview. The Fabian, that's the, I guess, the Fabian Socialist Review there. And this is the individual we're talking to. Okay, go ahead and tell me about the wonderful rationing. And then maybe, sir, you are pretty prestigious, how you came up with the idea of our little carbon cred cards we're going to have.
Well, very simply, proposition came to me when I realized from the scientific evidence that the planet has only a finite capacity to absorb further carbon dioxide emissions from the burning of fossil fuels. Since that capacity is limited, and we can't ignore it because the evidence from all over the world is that sea levels are rising, that temperatures are rising, that the Arctic and the Antarctic ice shelves are melting, that deforestation is occurring with forest fires like they were in South America last autumn, burning out of control.
Wow, you just said something that was true, okay, about the... About the trees.
Everything that I say is true. I'm not a liar, which is what is implied.
Well, no, I'm saying you're wrong, I believe, from the evidence. Well, the UN's own report, which has been disproven, says 6% of the carbon is generated by humans in the atmosphere. I mean, you know the oceans have billions of times everything we've ever put out, and they hold the carbon dioxide. I mean, the stuff you come up with is just...
Well, the latest scientific evidence shows that the oceans are no longer absorbing as much of the carbon dioxide as they have in the past. In other words, what are called the carbon sinks are beginning to return back to the atmosphere the carbon dioxide because it is already in excess.
Thank
and
God.
It's not surprising. Can I finish? It's not surprising simply because what we have been doing for the last 200 or 300 years is burning fossil fuels, which are the accumulation of the sun's energy for millions of years. We're burning it up with gay abandon without any consideration of the claims of future generations, our children and generations beyond them.
But 33,000 scientists don't agree with you, Doctor.
Well, yes, in the same way that many people didn't agree that fascism was an evil. I mean, that doesn't prove that it isn't an evil.
No, I agree. Lord Milner shouldn't have.
So.
Lord Milner shouldn't have funded them.
I base my statements on hard evidence, not on supposition, not on conjecture.
Like saying none of this was a tax scheme, though I've got the government saying.
It isn't a tax scheme, as I told you. If it was a tax scheme, I would be opposed to it, because what it would mean was that poorer people couldn't afford their basic needs for fossil fuels.
But I won't be able...
The cost of it would be
too high. But let's say I win the lottery. Then I can't have 3 mansions and all the staff I would hire and people I would employ. I would be restricted on how much I could eat, what I could do, won't I?
Well, of course, because of this finite nature, I can't get this, it seems to me, I can't get it over to you, that the planet has got a finite capacity to go on burning fossil fuels with all the emissions and the adverse consequences in terms of climate change.
Now, it seems to me in the mid-1740s, there was another fellow in England who said that we couldn't go on with the population past a couple hundred.
Thomas Malthus, yes, I've heard about that.
Yeah, he was wrong too. The feudalist 600 years ago in England said the
peasant. Hang on a second. Are you implying by that that the planet can have an ever growing population, that the projections of population increase
8.5 billion.
Over 9 billion within over the next 40 years is something that we can reach and still accommodate
within 20 years? It's supposed to peak. Well, let me give the numbers. Yes, I am saying that. I'm saying it's going to peak at about 8.5 billion. The West is already dying with an average of about 1.4 births. Don't worry, the West is dying, and so once we industrialize, and then we're going to clean up those industries, then you get negative population growth.
Now, how are we going to clean up the industries? By burning more fossil fuels, which is causing the deterioration of the condition of the planet.
Well, 33,000 scientists say that's not true.
Well, I'd like to examine the source of their evidence, because I'm totally persuaded by the evidence that I've read. I find it extraordinary. Are you saying that you think it part of a natural process that Greenland, the ice shells on Greenland are melting away?
Tell you what, let's talk about Greenland when we get back, Doctor. Long segment, plenty of time to talk. We'll talk about your book, your website as well. His website's mayorhillman.com. I'll tell you about the book, too. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever, grave digger. When you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain?
Our good friend Willie.
Grave digger.
Imagine a system where the government controls how big your house is, how big your property is, how much you can eat, what you can do. And the answer is, they we have to control your life. There's not enough. We claim it's the science. And they've now come out today. Bishop compares global warming skeptics to pedophiles and rapists. That's up on prisonplanet.com is the headline right now. They're trying to pass laws in Europe banning, quote, climate skepticism. Boy, that's really always a good scientific idea when they say you're not allowed to doubt it. You can read it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Need to be arrested. This is just absolutely amazing. What's your view on that, Mayor Hillman, the father of the carbon credits or carbon rationing, the idea now being adopted all over the world, as you say you believe it will be, and your vision is certainly happening. Your life certainly means something, doesn't it? You've certainly had an effect. Do you believe, as some are saying in Europe, that that doubting man-made climate change and that it's detrimental should be illegal?
Well, I must admit I'm not very far from that position. It's the same way that the denial about the Holocaust during the Second World War is now illegal. The prospect is that millions of people are going to die as a result of climate change unless we grandly modify our lifestyles. No doubt about that at all. They're already dying. The United Nations report established that already about 150,000 people are dying each year because of climate change.
Really?
They may not be in your part of the world, but they are certainly so in the developing part of the world because of flooding, because of drought.
Let's take these one at a time.
Just ignore that.
Let's take it one at a time. There's always been hurricanes. There's always been typhoons. It's always wiped out. I mean, they had a hurricane in, 1906 in Galveston that killed 20,000 people. I mean, I guess that was climate change. No, we have storms. There are storms on Jupiter. There are storms all over. This happens, and you guys use Ooga Booga to scare the dumbed-down population into accepting global taxes and regulations, and then you say it isn't a tax. Okay, then what is your system? Explain carbon rationing to me.
It's very simple indeed. What it is, in recognition of the fact that, as I repeat myself, that the planet has got a finite capacity to absorb the consequences of burning fossil fuels, that these are rationed on an equal per capita basis. Everybody is given an equal amount of ration, to which they can use as they will. If they want to use it for travel more than they use it for heating their homes or for heating a swimming pool or for whatever, they can make that decision. If they live within that limit, they can sell any surplus that they've got at the end of the year to those who aren't living within the ration. But the ration is reduced year on year down to the level that the planet can support without serious destabilization of its conditions.
That's right. It's also social engineering, so you reduce it year after year. They always have it real reasonable at first to get everybody acclimated.
Okay, do you think that it was social engineering to introduce food rationing in Europe during the Second World War? Was that social engineering?
Well, we know there was a lot of profiteering. Well, let me talk.
You
asked a question.
Social engineering?
Hey, Doc, hold on just a minute. Listen, we already got you. We have the Club of Rome documents in the 60s and 70s calling it a tax. Your particular plan they use is, oh, look, it came from the grassroots. I mean, this is all pointless. I mean, you're here to my audience saying this isn't a tax. With the bureaucracy, the regulation, the control, people being arrested for dropping a apple core in England.
What are you talking about? I mean, seriously.
We know what this means, buddy. We have the documents.
What are you talking about?
Richard Inhofe, the head of the CFR, says they're going to use terrorism to control and take our liberties and the global carbon tax. The Western world. This is the new organizing principle to wage war against the population.
Do you think that traffic lights are an infringement of the individual right to drive across?
A traffic light is not the same as a carbon tax regulating my life and controlling me to a level not even seen in the Soviet Union. But let me just stop you, Doc, and let's ask serious questions here. Going back, number one, I have got hundreds of studies about volcanoes, the gaseous, the explosive type. You know, there's four different types. That class of volcano, like a Mount St. Helens, put out more carbon and more greenhouse heating particuli, they estimated, than all industrial activity in the last 75 years in the West. Now, we know that sunsets for 5 years were darker and redder. We know its dust circled the Earth and is still circling the Earth. Now, I have those studies. I just played Al Gore saying it's a tax. If you want me to, I'll pull up and read peer-reviewed studies on volcanoes right now. And I mean, you've got us all wringing our hands. We need to be rationed and regulated and controlled. And you tell us, no, it's not a tax. No, it's not government. Yes, it is.
Of course, only government could introduce a system of rationing.
Ah.
Individuals can't introduce a system of rationing.
And they'll need a part of the credits, the money, to pay for it, and they'll drive around in those cars belching the devil smoke.
To pay for what? Again, I come back to the comparison I made with food rationing. That also cost a small amount, but it was recognized.
You're setting the precedent to control our lives.
You may know, if you've been to London, there's Trafalgar Square where demonstrations were held in 1939 when the Conservative government introduced food rationing. There were no demonstrations saying this is unfair, this is social engineering, this is interfering with people's inalienable rights.
Wartime food rationing is not carbon total control, total regulation, the end of industry and competition, and buying your credits from the private central banks.
Why do you say it should be the
end of competition? I'm going to ask you again. Where do we buy our credits? Where do we sell them? You said on that newscast it's from central banks who are private. This is the private bankers literally taking full ownership of humans and taxing breathing, and you know it.
It's nothing to do with private companies interfering.
You want to play the BBC piece?
Their lives.
The BBC piece said that it's going to be the private central banks that are going to control this.
Well, I really don't know where you got that. I mean,
what?
I seriously don't. And what I would put to you is, if you think that a system of equal shares of a finite commodity,
sharing.
Like...
Oh, like under Stalin? Sharing!
What
let's just work together. Let's just share.
You can't let me finish speaking.
Finish.
It's very frustrating. I was invited to be asked questions, but not to be have a blunderbuss talking while I'm trying to explain
myself. Because everything
myself.
You say is baloney, man.
What is?
Oh, just go ahead. Say whatever you want. Fine.
What is baloney?
It's just baloney. A bunch of control freaks. We know the social engineers and collectivists said they'd use environmentalism to control us. I have the Carnegie Foundation documents, doctor.
You've just accused me of being a control freak. I'm just working in an office.
I just want
rationing.
I'm saving the world.
I'm a control freak.
I'm Dr. Hillman. I'm saving you. Ration.
But to behave fairly across the population. Do you care? Do you care about future generations? Do you care about
you
people in the third world?
You play these moral games, of course, in the free market, and freedom is what will save the
it's
future
impossible.
Generations.
You really
not
are an awful
holding us back.
You really are. All you do is you use your blunderbuss techniques to prevent your
you
listeners
just accuse
from
me.
Hearing what
you
I'm
just
saying.
You just try to take the moral
again.
High ground.
You're just talking through me, and it's very, very frustrating.
You're making a lot of false accusations. You just try to take the moral high ground. I refuse to let you play
no,
that
you're
game.
You're talking while I'm trying to give answers to your questions.
Fine,
you
fine. Explain it to me.
It.
Explain
are
how volcanoes don't create more
what
carbon.
I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Well, I was answering your questions. What I'm saying is that if I asked you a question. Do you care about people living in the third world?
I'm trying
do
to
you
answer.
Care about future generations, your children, your
would
grandchildren,
you, is this a question?
If you have them? Do you care about the lives because they are going to inherit a planet in a far worse
is this
condition
a question?
Than it was when you were born, when I was born, a far worse condition.
Okay.
Moreover, there will be mm-hmm. precious little oil left because of the rate at which we're using it up. And do you care about
okay.
that?
Is that a question? Because I'd like to answer.
Yes, it is a question.
Have you read the Royal Commission on Population 1944-49?
No, I haven't.
I suggest you do, and you'll be shocked. They say that... That really all this rationing and control is a way to bring in feudalism. They say that they actually want to let the third world overpopulate because that'll hold them back and destroy them.
I must say, I'm a little worried if you have to scrape the bottom of the barrel to be citing something said in 1944 to justify
your position.
No,
this is the basis
position.
Of State Department Memorandum 200, 1973, declassified 1992. And that my film Endgame covers, and I'm saying where all the... Have you read the Club of Rome studies?
Yeah, of course.
In fact, I bet you've contributed to them, haven't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you've never gone to speak to them or anything?
No.
Oh, you know Club of Rome?
I don't fly on principle because I know what a damaging effect it has on the climate.
Oh, God.
Now, that may be tough for you to come to terms with, but there are some people on this planet who've got principles which prevent them from doing what they do. We cannot go on kidding ourselves that as long as we do something in a different way, a little better way, having driving cars which use a little less petroleum or diesel, that we are going to prevent the planet from
this is total tyranny you're talking about.
Path.
Total tyranny. Okay, let me ask you serious questions here. If only the U.S., England, and Western Europe are going to adopt these carbon rationing systems, and, I mean, take the Kyoto Protocol, a different system from yours, but where we put caps, and then China, India, Mexico, and 161 to be exact, other nations don't, then that will cause all industry to move there where there's no controls, where there's real toxic waste and real things that I'm against and real deforestation. So you piggyback what you're saying on all these real things,
right,
and I'm against that. And they've done studies, government studies, that Kyoto plan would actually increase emissions by about 40%.
Right. Well, it just shows how little you've read up what I have written that you can make that statement, because I totally agree with you that there is no solution for the world unless all the population of the world, including the populations of developing countries, of China, India, Brazil, and so on, are all included in this. And the only way in which this can be achieved is on the basis, on a moral and practical basis, which is equal shares. Are you in favor of equal shares?
No, I'm not in favor of, and let me tell you why. Let me answer the question. We've heard this a million times in human history, and then there's always those that, quote, divvy out the equal shares, and they always wear black uniforms. There's always police dogs, always barbed wire, always marching around and checking and inspecting and arresting people, and there'll be a black market in creds and a black market in people and banning barbecue pits and banning space heaters outside, as Europe's trying to do, and now here. No, I don't want to be a collectivist with some hellish nobody who can't create ideas. I want to work hard, have things that people want, and I want to be successful. I want to compete. I want to go to the stars.
You want the populations of the third world to share in this.
But that's how the IMF and World Bank are going
to
take our money and use it to enslave the third world, not help them, as Al Gore's claimed.
Dear me, dear me. I must say, this conversation leads me to almost a feeling of despair. If there are a lot of people who share your views, then I, particularly in the States, then I have got good grounds for despair that we're going to save the planet.
Tell us about your book. Maybe we can go get your book, read it, and we'll learn that we're wrong. Well, tell people the title, Ed, about saving us.
Well, the book is called How We Can Save the Planet, with the subtitle Preventing Global Climate Catastrophe. It's a paperback now. It came out in hardback last year.
Let me tell you the real threat. Well, good. I hope people get it and read what you're saying. The real threat is genetic engineering, which top scientists we've had on, and I mean scores of them, Nobel Prize winners, that they say something like the Andromeda Project is likely to happen. Heavy superconducting super collider, the one in Switzerland. That, brother, is the real threat, not the life-driving gas carbon. And I hope to heavens, you're invested in your... How are you the father of this when I read Club of Rome saying similar things earlier? I mean, what specifically are you the father of?
The proposition that only through the medium of having equal shares of carbon, share of fossil fuels, can we look to a future in which we curtail our burning of fossil fuels to the level which do not precipitate disaster in
the future. But they admit it's a bunch of other
already happening.
But they admit it's a bunch of other gases. Oh, there's always been earthquakes. There's always been tsunamis. Don't try it.
and they always have been. Do you deny that the glaciers are receding?
Absolutely. You mentioned Greenland. Okay. In Greenland in World War II, a group of U.S. and British bombers got stuck in a blizzard. They're now under 45 feet of ice. The way glaciers work, and everybody knows this, is that there's precipitation by ice, by different forms of water. It builds up. It then pushes out to the edges. I read Magellan, when he past the Antarctic down there at the tip of Chile, talking about, 15-mile-long giant ice pieces floating around everywhere. I just know too much history. I know that there's always been giant icebergs every spring and summer that break off, and I know that's how it works. And I know they've done the studies that if the entire polar ice caps melted, which they're not, that sea levels would actually go down because of the salinization calculations in the four different types of ice that are there. And we've had top water experts and hydrologists on breaking down ice studies showing that actually sea levels will go down if we had total ice melting.
Well, all I can say is you must have an amazing facility to block your mind when you see evidence which runs counter to what you are saying.
Are you worried about genetic engineering, Bubba? That's something that we really ought to have people...
No, I've never taken an interest in genetic engineering, you may be pleased to hear.
An actual super threat. Open-air, cross-species chimeras.
What I find extraordinary is that you're trying to invalidate all that I'm saying by making accusations like that I've got a political agenda, which I don't. I have a moral agenda.
So your moral agenda is being used for global taxation and regulation and control. Listen, you didn't answer my question.
Taxation.
Are you saying that volcanoes don't put out more greenhouse particles?
Of course they do, but of course they do in the same way that there are variations in solar energy. The solar flares affect the temperature on planet Earth.
Final segment, sir. We want to come back and talk about Mars. Now, when I had Rothschild on, when we talked to one of the Kennedys, they just said there's no ice caps. Of course there's ice caps on Mars. And I refuse to say there isn't.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
We will not be forgotten.
folks, the global warming hysteria people want to create millions of these phone book-sized carbon scrubbers to suck carbon dioxide out of the air. They're even talking about cutting down trees because they supposedly put out carbon. You can't make this up. It's mainstream news. The truth is that the carbon goes up, the trees grow faster, the plankton's healthier, and then they create more oxygen. The Earth is oxygen and carbon starved. We need more desperately. It is a wonderful gas. That's why I raised the point of if you give people the scientific name for water, 99% will say ban it. It's the same ignorance. You tell them carbon dioxide, and a mother will grab her child and go, ah, no, please save me, with total police regulating everything I do and carbon credit and rationing. Help me, government. Oh, run my life. By the way, you got a great review in the Fabian interview. What's the views of the Fabian group? They're collectivist, aren't they, sir?
I don't know. I was simply approached by the a journalist who was acting on behalf of the Fabian Review, asking if they could interview me, which I agreed to, and that is a record of it.
Boy, those control freaks would love to have control of all of our energy so we can all be their slaves. They're going to love it.
You're just talking rubbish. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you really
yeah.
are just talking rubbish. When you just talk now about trees absorbing carbon, what you overlooked to say
is they put out
when
the
trees die, when trees die, they return the carbon back into the atmosphere.
Heavens,
you do know
no,
that, don't you?
Heavens.
Do you know
it, yes,
that?
At a lower ratio.
What?
I've seen the studies. A tree will put out many times in its lifetime more oxygen versus when it dies.
I'm talking about carbon dioxide. The trees absorb carbon dioxide as they're growing. When they die, they return the carbon back into the atmosphere.
No, their carbon sinks.
Pardon?
Well, what's in the ocean is, again, billions of times what's in all the trees.
It is indeed, but
I know,
said,
trees are bad now. Have you heard the scientists saying cut down trees?
What?
Have you heard the people that agree with you saying cut down trees because they're bad?
No, I haven't, and it's a stupid proposition, because all that would happen is if you cut down the trees, you were, as I was just saying, you were...
Kill the trees!
Back
they're hurting us!
You're interrupting me again. How extraordinary! How do you get a job as you
because
have
it's
now
all
when
complete,
you interrupt your
it's
interview
complete.
The
Listen,
whole time?
I believe you believe what you're saying, and I believe you think you're saving the Earth, but
I don't care what you think about I'm saying. What I care about is the truth, and I'm just trying, but with constant interruptions.
The truth is, this is not a tax.
You're doing it again.
Because you're so funny.
You're doing it again. It's not a tax, it's an allowance. It's, you're giving everybody...
You've got to pay if you go above your allowance. You've got to buy the credit from the government.
Stop talking through me. So the poorer people are not penalized.
Oh, yes.
Listen, you make me have a heart attack. I'm nearly 77, and all you're doing is being provocative.
Wouldn't that help the Earth if humans are bad?
And talking half science, half truth.
Wouldn't that help the Earth if you died?
What?
If humans are so bad, wouldn't that help things if you died?
I mean, this is rubbish. I mean, seriously. I think you.
I talked to you during the break. You said you're scared of us.
You want to see a psychiatrist.
You better be, because we're not going to be under your control, and we're not going
to
be slaves, and we're going to defeat you.
I've never had an interest in controlling anybody.
I know you mean well. You mean well. You mean well.
Pardon?
You mean well. I think you really do mean well. I just think you're misguided.
Very generous of you. Thank you so much.
Give us the name of your book again. I am being generous. I want people to get it so they can figure out what to do.
The book is called How We Can Save the Planet. And it's published by Thomas Dunn Books. It's a paperback. It's quite cheap. And
Doc,
I can assure
Doc,
you...
Doc, we got to go. I got to interrupt you again. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved...